This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, July 15th. I'm Gavin Dahl. After lengthy debates, the town of Paonia has opened an application process for retail and medical marijuana establishments in town. Businesses wanting a license need to file with the state and with the town. The Delta County Independent reports applications were open to potential businesses on July 5th, but come with a hefty price tag. Initial fees for both medical and retail licenses are $5,000, and the license is $2,000. An additional $500 delivery of permit may also be required. The town has decided to cap its marijuana licenses to a total of 6. The autopsy report for Paige Schmidt-Pierce, fatally shot by Delta County Sheriff's Deputy Nolan Davis in April, will not change her family's intent to sue, their attorney Kevin Mayer said Tuesday. An autopsy showed methamphetamine, fentanyl, and heroin in her system, and also showed the trajectory of the bullets that killed Pierce to be from the side and back of her head, indicating she'd already driven past the officer who was standing outside of his vehicle in rural Delta County when he killed her. Deputy Davis will face no charges by District Attorney Seth Ryan. Delta Montrose Electric Association has a new CEO. The Montrose Press reports Alyssa Clemson Roberts comes to DMEA after serving as Chief Strategy Officer at Platte River Power Authority in Fort Collins. She takes the helm August 23rd, replacing Jason Bronick, who left following an investigation that was announced in mid-March. Citing personnel matters, the cooperative's board has declined to say what prompted it or what the findings were. The Morgan Creek fire ignited Friday at a campground about 15 miles north of Steamboat Springs and has grown rapidly. As of Wednesday night, it was listed at 4,297 acres with no containment. A Facebook page has been created. Just search Morgan Creek Fire. A new program at Grand Junction's Joseph Center is addressing a spike in the number of women 65 and older seeking shelter. Western Slope Now reports the program is called Golden Girls. It houses women for 6 months at the shelter until they can get back on their feet. Women are twice as susceptible as men to violence and exploitation when living on the street. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game at Coors Field in Denver on Tuesday drew protesters looking for visibility. Colorado Newsline reports 60 people protesting treatment of the homeless were continually rerouted by the police, citing safety concerns. A 65-year-old Buddhist nun was thrown to the ground by a police officer. Kelsang Viria hit her head in an attack that was posted on Twitter. However, a small group of Trump supporters challenging the 2020 election were allowed to stay on a sidewalk. Protesters looking for higher visibility during the All-Star Game brought attention to homeless sweeps conducted at the direction of the city. Xcel Energy is asking Colorado regulators to approve temporary rate increases, in part due to power failures in Texas. Eric Galatis has more.
When this winter's power outages in Texas's deregulated electric grid caused shockingly high utility bills for customers, Xcel Energy was also forced to pay inflated prices to continue serving its customers in Colorado, and now the bill is coming due. Luke Ilderton with Energy Outreach Colorado explains Xcel and other utility companies across the U.S. had to buy natural gas in the same wholesale energy market that saw large spikes in demand as power stations in Texas not equipped to withstand freezing temperatures went offline.
And therefore, prices increased and utilities needed to pay the elevated pricing for natural gas in order to meet the needs of Coloradans to heat their homes that weekend.
Xcel has asked the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to approve rate increases to cover this winter spike in prices, as well as investments it's already been making for improvements and updates. Residential customers could see an increase of more than $9 on their monthly electric bills, with small businesses paying close to $15 more starting in September 2022. Ilderton says for many Coloradans, an increase of $9 a month can force families to make tough decisions about which bills to pay. He says people can find out if they're eligible for assistance by calling Energy Outreach Colorado's Heat Help hotline at 866-HEAT-HELP. But Ilderton says there are ways for families to reduce energy costs now.
That starts with evaluating the efficiency of your home, determining what energy conservation practices can be implemented in your home, and thinking about what you as a household can do to control your own home energy usage.
If the PUC approves Xcel's request, the company says it will use part of the $343 million generated to prevent wildfires by clearing vegetation near power lines and will install smart meters to allow families to monitor their energy use in real time. The increase will also support investments in a 500-megawatt wind farm on Colorado's eastern plains. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Water rights in Colorado are precious and complicated. No one knows this better than Evelina Bayadi. KVNF's Kate Redmond spoke with her about the Crawford property she and her cooperative members are stewarding and the saga of ongoing efforts to move water up Young's Ditch to the banks of the Smith Fork Creek.
The Wild Cooperative in Crawford are stewarding land on the Smith Fork Creek. When they got an opportunity to buy senior water rights on the creek, they jumped at the chance. The process, though, has not been an easy one.
In 2019, we were offered to purchase some water rights that were separated from the land that the water was used to irrigate. And the current owner doesn't have the irrigatable land to the Smith Fork Creek, so they cannot use this water. We were offered the water rights from a friend who knows the owner, since the land that we're stewarding here is on the Smith Fork Creek. They thought it would be an easy process to transfer those water rights upstream from the Young's Ditch area to upstream to our land on the Smith Fork Creek.
Baida has become steeped in the legalities of water rights in Western Colorado. 3 years into a laborious process, she and her other cooperative members have the support of the Division of Water Resources and the referee, but not her neighbors, who are demanding daily water scrutiny and recording and refuse to go along with the transfer.
The water court referee agrees with what the Colorado Division of Water Resources Division Engineer's Office have approved. There's something called the historical credit use, and this kind of goes back to how water in the streams is considered in Colorado. It is considered as a public resource. That means that the individuals may use the water, but they don't have the ownership of it, and the water has to be put into a beneficial use every year. An average of these years of how much water was used every year is kept track of by the water commissioners that are moving around the different districts.
Part of the challenge is that this water has not been used for irrigation for 30 years.
Because the water that we're trying to restore here and keep it in Crawford hasn't been used in 30 years, there are some issues as far as whether, you know, all of that water can still be transferred. So we have hired an engineer who used to be a division engineer for this district, and we feel confident that we have proven that their water exists, continues to exist, and that we are not going to cause any harm or injury to any vested water rights by transferring that water upstream.
The Wild Cooperative's water rights case has been referred to a water judge for a hearing this August. More information can be found about the Wild Cooperative and their campaign on their website, wildcooperative.wordpress.com, or go over to their Facebook page. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.